Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I heard you tell John and Jerry, I don't know if you were just saying this during a crossover, if you really believe it. You think the Patriots lost because of some head-scratching moves from the head coach?
No. It was part of it. Yes, it was certainly part of it. I know we've resolved forevermore, you know, that we can't say those other words.
That happened in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And now we could add, you know, three more words to the list. Well, two of them are the same. The last one just changes from a two to a one. Because I disagreed with the call. I disagreed with not kicking the field goal.
I'll take a field goal. And
I thought it even before it got stopped. Okay.
No, I like it. I like going for it. And as a matter of fact, I think if you could switch him around, I think there's a fourth and short that he didn't go for it.
The
one out of
midfield. Absolutely.
And then there was the fourth and goal or fourth and two, whatever it was, fourth and one, that he went for and that he should have kicked the field goal on. But see, to me, that's not the problem. I've taken a philosophical approach to these New England Patriots here.
What the hell happened to Michael Holly?
I'm telling you, I've taken a philosophical approach to this team.
And how did you drive his car here?
I did drive his car here, and this is what happened. Okay, on the drive down, I started thinking about it. Now you watch the game, you're upset, you're mad.
Yes.
Why did this happen?
Yes.
Why did that happen?
All that stuff.
And then you start thinking about it. Dale, this team is not that good, and we need to accept this is a very flawed team. And there's no reason to be mad at them because they're not doing anything out of character. They're 7-5. They should be 7-5. They can't win road games against good teams. They can't stop good quarterbacks. They can't rush the passer. They can't cover. They are playing exactly the way they should be playing. Based on that resume there, I'm going to other candidates if I want to fill the job. But you know what? We'll call you. Don't call us. We'll call you. That's who the Patriots are. They are what their record says they are, truly. A 7-5 team that has not overachieved and has not underachieved. Tell me what area that they've underachieved.
I'll tell you where I do disagree with you, and without answering your question specifically, this team has on three occasions this year blown 10-point leads. And if you're up 10, you got to win. And you've got the personnel to win.
No, you don't. Not if you're not a good team. No, you don't. If you're up 10 points in the fourth quarter and you're facing a good quarterback and you don't have a good defense, no, you don't. You shouldn't win that game. I'm starting to look at this team for what it is. We have talked about the team all year, and I think we've danced around it and we've said, I'm not really sure what this team is. And, you know, the defense is fast and younger and they had to make changes. All right, that's true. It is a fast defense and it's a young defense. But it's not good.
It's a bad defense.
It's not a good defense.
I agree with you about the defense. I disagree with you about the offense. The perplexing Jekyll and Hyde nature of this offense is puzzling to me, and it's not because they're not good. You know, when they have great first halves and bad second halves, there's something going on here. And I know if you look at the total offensive numbers from yesterday, and Brady throws for 350 some odd yards, and they put 448 yards of offense up, and you say, man, that's pretty good. And yet it was a spectacular first half, and second half again. They've got the personnel to play 60 minutes of offensive football and maybe make up for the defensive deficiencies that I agree with you on. You're right. They're a bad defense.
Right. Well,
but this offense is better than they're performing so far.
I don't know.
Being masked by some numbers, by time of possession numbers, by overall yardage numbers where you go, oh, my God, look at how many yards they're putting up. I mean, you look at Tom Brady's numbers at the half, or better yet, look at them at the end of three quarters, and you go, how do you lose this football game?
I'm going to disagree with you. The offense, the flaws on offense are being masked by the quarterback who took a year off, has come back and has played pretty well, but at times he looks like a guy who took a year off from playing football. So the pass yesterday, crazy pass. Terrible pass for the second week in a row for Tom Brady, where he tries to hit Randy Moss in coverage. Just a bad idea. Vontae Davis picks it off. Those things are going to happen for Tom Brady coming back after taking a year off. I've never seen Tom Brady do that 2 weeks in a row. Last week against the Saints, the pass over in the middle, trying to hit Moss again, terrible, and takes him away from a situation where they could build on something. At that point, I think they were up 7-3. If they could have gone up 14-3 or even 10-3, it changes things. Yesterday afternoon, if they get points in that situation, it changes the entire complexion of the game. But if you look at the offense across the board, Wes Welker is the man. I still think Randy Moss is the man. Some people disagree with me. Randy Moss is the man. Wes Welker is the man. You don't have a third receiver. You're trying to develop a third receiver. Sam Aiken, sometimes he looks like he can do the job. He's made some big plays, one against Tampa, one yesterday. And then there are times he disappears. You have a running back situation that's constantly in flux. You know, Lawrence Maroney has had a nice little run lately. At times yesterday, he disappeared. Sammy Moore is coming back. You don't really have any kind of consistency with your running backs. Your offensive line has been spotty. I'm telling you, Dale, I look at the team overall. They're a 7-5 team.
I think that, and when I talked about decision-making by the coach, and you brought up the two that just puzzled me. The one I thought he would and
take
should go for. Well,
okay.
The one I thought he would and should go for
he
out
didn't.
Near midfield, he didn't. And the one where put the points up on the board. Yet what you had happen was the exact worst case scenario. They stop you, and then they march down the field and put 3 points up. I mean, they went into the locker room a totally different football team than the one that would have gone to the locker room if you'd done your job and take the 3 points. Now, I will also say this. I think their play calling on fourth down was absolutely, positively altered because of whatever injury Tom Brady has. They would have snuck it on fourth and one instead of the handoff to Sammy Morris. Tom Brady's great at quarterback sneaks. Fourth and one, fourth and less than one, he's great at it. I think they were afraid to let him do it, whether it's the finger, whether it's the ribs. I don't know what it is. He admitted that there was something wrong, but Coach Belichick doesn't want us to talk about that.
Yeah, so he's not going to talk about it.
So you're not going to have Tom Brady sneak it. The one at midfield. The absolute perfect place for Tom Brady to sneak, and I think they were afraid of letting him try it.
Yeah, I think the one in the red zone, and I thought Sammy Morris was coming in. Sammy Morris is a pretty good blocker. Have him come in to block for Maroney. That's what I thought was going to happen, and it's okay if the Dolphins are expecting that too. Sometimes you have to say, look, you know what's coming. We know what we're going to do. You know what we're going to do, but we're better. We're better at executing than you are. We're stronger than you are. We want it more than you do. We're gonna get this. We're gonna get this yard. So okay, just get strap your helmets on. Let's go. And they tried to get a little too cute, and it backfired on them. But I'm past the point of getting mad at this team, and I'm past the point of referring to history when it comes to the Patriots because it doesn't matter. That's like it would be like the Broncos in 1999, 2000, talking about the history of the team in the playoffs recently. Well, John Elway's not there anymore. Some of the other parts of your championship team are no longer there. Why are you referring to the past? We're talking about the Patriots, what their record is in December and what they've done in big games and what they've done on the road. How many guys here have been major contributors for all of those great moments, for all of that history? Some, but not enough. So this is what you have here. You have a team that's in transition, a team that may be good down the road. I don't know. They may be good, but the young leaders of this team, they got a lot of work to do. And I'm talking about the stars on defense, the young studs on defense, Brandon Merriweather, Jerod Mayo, Vince, Ty, got a lot of work to do.
You got, look, and this is going to sound probably even more harsh than I mean it. You got one impact player on defense, one, and that's Vince. And you got a couple of players who are pretty good. Ty's pretty good. I think Brandon Merriweather's pretty good. I'm hard-pressed after that, based on how they're playing this year.
You say Mayo?
I did not. Not the way he's playing this year. I did not. Now, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that he's trying to gut it out through a knee problem that he suffered earlier in the year. And to his credit, he's trying to give his team what he has to give, because I really, truly believe that's the case. He's not even close to the player I saw a year ago. I mean, he's just not. Adalis Thomas is a bust. Derek Burgess is a bust. The flotsam and jetsam, and I don't mean it as pejoratively as it sounds, that they're playing in place of Richard Seymour are guys. Jarvis Green, Mike Wright, they're guys.
Yeah, not good enough.
And I'm telling you, and I brought this up yesterday morning, how many times did you see Will Hite beaten because he wasn't turned the right way again yesterday?
He's playing out of position.
Turn around.
He's playing out of position. He is not. He is not that guy. He is a nickel guy. He should be playing inside. Should be playing the slot. But if you put him in that position, well, you got to expect that he's going to struggle. But you look at a lot of things that have happened with this team lately. Retirement, you can't do anything about. But trades and draft picks, you do have control of. I mean, it's shocking that they gave up a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick for Derek Burgess. They committed a lot of money to Adalis Thomas, not just in this past offseason, but a couple years ago. Committed a lot of money to this guy.
Yep.
So Adalis Thomas, big money. Derek Burgess, pretty significant draft choices for a guy like this. And you're really going to be hurting on draft day when you want to move up. When you do that self-scouting, you say, you know what? We suck. We need a top 10 guy. Whether it's a top 10 corner or a top 10 DN, we need him. And we're going to have to pay. We don't like to do it, but we're going to have to do it. And you want to move up, you need those third-round picks as capital. Put that with a package. Put that with a first-round pick and move up 7 or 8 slots. You'll be hurting when you know that you can't do that the way you can. You're going to have one fewer bullet because you gave it up for Derek Burgess. Joey Galloway got money. Sean Springs got money.
$10.5 million worth of money for 3 years.
These are guys who are doing nothing for you right now.
Some big mistakes have been made here. And I agree with you that for this year, I'm not sure this is fixable. You're not going to fix this defense. Even if you hold on and win the division, and that's a question mark for me right now, but even if you hold on and win the division, you're going to have a home game here, and then you're going to have to go to San Diego or Indy. You're not going to win in either of those places.
Right.
I mean, both of those quarterbacks are going to carve you up.
Wait, hold on. You got them winning their first game?
I said, even if they win the home game. I said, even if they win.
Even and I don't know if I want to go there.
Well, I'm just saying, even if
you get by them.
Let's say you host Denver, for the sake of argument, because that's what it would be if it was this week.
We lost to a better.
Yeah, I know.
Denver played better.
So you play Denver here, and somehow you win it, okay? Because you're home and you find a way.
And it's Kyle Orton in the playoffs, and you feel like you can deal with that.
How do you feel going up against Peyton Manning at the Dome in Indianapolis or Philip Rivers in San Diego? Quarterbacks like that are going to kill you the way your secondary and your lack of pass rush. No pressure. Zero pressure. Chad Henne looked like a freaking Pro Bowler yesterday. Chad Henne.
And it's amazing that a Miami Dolphins quarterback, not named Dan Marino, threw 52 passes.
And 350-some-odd yards.
52 passes from Chad Henne.
And that was game plan. They went into it and said,
we can
kill
this
secondary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.